Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com. for a free rate quote. And we're back for another 3 hours, folks, of enjoyment, inspiration, enlightenment, and great TV theme shows. We have Emmanuel Lewis Webster, the star of that sitcom, that great, what was that, Rob, the 80s, I guess? 80s or 90s?
Early, yeah, no. 80s, was, probably. Right? Yeah, late 70s, early 80s, was, okay. Webster. With yeah. What, Dick Butkus, right? Wasn't he the...
Yeah, no, dad? It was the Alex Karras,
Alex,
I think.
Karras. Yeah, Alex, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Alex Karras, I'm sorry.
Good
yeah.
show, and he was a great guest yesterday. So yeah, tomorrow... Yeah, so tonight we got TV theme show Thursday. You got your request in, Rob, to
yes,
Alex?
Alex okay. has some, and more will be coming in. We're asking for people, if you want to chime in, if you have something good, we'll try to get it on.
Hit Rob at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter or Instagram, and you can get your request in. All right, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get right down to it. We got DJ Alex Teichert on the ones and the twos. We got the super producer, Rob G. He's so much more fun to be around since he's been on the hot seat. He was big-headed before he got on the hot seat. I mean, talking all this jazz. And now he's just back to his old humble self.
Is your wife cool, you know, after you exposed her? You know, is she cool about everything?
No, once again, Rob, she says she better not see you on these streets or you will get cut.
That's so messed up. You know me, I'm a loving
man. But just for the
man.
Record, for those that didn't hear it, Rob said his Rob G's wife couldn't cook.
Well, because he covers up all the food with ranch dressing. Right?
Yeah, that is a bad sign.
That's a bad sign. When you ever see somebody put ketchup on everything or hot sauce, like I used to say to my nephew Alvin, you can't taste the food. That the hot sauce is so much, you can't taste the eggs.
It's just hot sauce with substance.
It's hot sauce with fodder. You know, like just something to hold it. That like you're holding the hot sauce rather than just pouring the hot sauce into your mouth directly.
Right. I hear you. All right, we got David Gascon, the Gas Man. On the updates, Rob, the big news of the day, or there's actually some few things breaking as far as news today, but the big news in football, at least, Le'Veon Bell, one-time terrific running back. I mean, terrific in Pittsburgh for, 4 or 5 years, was on a Hall of Fame pace, great pass catcher, great running back, runner of the football. Jets, goes to the Jets 2 years ago. It goes south in a hurry. 3.1, I believe, yards per carry last year. 3.9, I think, this year. But whatever the case, 3 yards a carry the last 2 years. And not surprisingly, I guess, at this point, Adam Gase, after a little tete-a-tete with Le'Veon Bell,
that's all you need.
Him, right?
Yep, that's all you need is say something to the Jets.
Yep.
And the coach says, okay, get him out of here, I guess. Is that no matter who it is. It's just
Happened in Miami to Ryan Tannehill under Adam Gase. It happened to Jamal Adams earlier this season in the offseason. And now Le'Veon Bell. And Rob, he goes. You talk about the rich getting richer. At least that's how I view it. I think it's a good move. Le'Veon Bell going to the Kansas City Chiefs to team with the – I think he's a very good young rookie, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And now they got a two-headed monster in the backfield, both who can run and both who can catch. It's another weapon for Pat Mahomes to play with, Rob. I think it's a great move by the Chiefs and a great move for Bell because he reportedly was considering Buffalo, which wouldn't have been bad. Or Miami, which would have been only, I think, just a little bit better than staying with the Jets. So I think it's a great move on his part. He's going to be in the spotlight, right? You know he's going to be in the playoffs. He's going to be able to show his wares. Maybe he has a big game or even a big postseason. And, you know, then he can maybe go elsewhere and get money or even stay in Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't know. It could have been Buffalo only from this standpoint that they're building – like, he would be a bigger name. You go to Kansas City, you get lost in the sauce. And I'm not saying, you know, they got a ton of weapons. A lot of people have to spread the ball around. Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
I get going
to Kansas City, but Buffalo could have been where Le'Veon Bell would be, you know what I mean? Like, he has a chance at being a name that he won't just be in the mix in Kansas City.
I totally get it. Because I actually thought initially when seeing the teams, I thought, you know what? It might not be a bad idea to go to Buffalo. They're good.
Right, they're good.
At this point, at least, they look like they'll make the playoffs.
They made it last year.
You could be the lead back. But here's the thing, too. We don't know how much he's got left. Now, obviously, I don't think he fell off to the extent that, you know, he showed with the Jets. But he did sit out a year. He is 28, 27, 28 is kind of that year with running backs where you start wondering, okay, you know, he was a workhorse in Pittsburgh, so he obviously had a lot of carries, took a lot of hits. So if he's not quite, let's say he's 90% of what he used to be, the place he could shine, in Buffalo you could get exposed, you know, where, okay, he's okay, but he's no longer what he used to be. But in Kansas City, it's not much as much expected of you. Like, you don't have to carry the load. Like you said, I'm sure he won't start. You know, I'm sure they'll keep starting the young kid and he'll come in and he'll get it. You know he's going to get his catches. When he gets the catches, there'll be open room because they got so many other weapons for him to work. I hear what you're saying about Buffalo, but I think this was the best move.
Yeah, I just think he could have gone to Buffalo where they're building something and he's that missing piece. You kind of feel like, wow, they added that kind of back, you know what I mean, to what they have going. It just could have been. Whereas no matter what you do in Kansas City, you're not getting any credit. There's no credit to be given in Kansas City. Buffalo, there's a chance that you would get more credit if they were able to be better than they were a year ago. In Kansas City, it's a plug-in, anybody kind of team. And I don't know. And if he doesn't play that much or they can't utilize him, do people go, he went to Kansas City with all those weapons. He couldn't even get in. I don't know. I don't think either choice is bad, but I think he would have had a bigger upside in Buffalo.
Let's move on to baseball, Rob. And tonight, huge game. L.A. Dodgers, Atlanta Braves, 2-1 Braves. Dodgers with 15-3 win yesterday to stay alive. Oh, my gosh, did they? And now you got me. It's a delicious scenario. Clayton Kershaw on the mound. And Alex Rodriguez, do we have the sound? Alex Rodriguez.
He's spot on here.
This is huge. Do we have this sound, guys? All right, here it is.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this will be the biggest start of Clayton Kershaw's career. And I'm going to tell you why. He's getting a little bit older. Like the Yankees, like the Red Sox, he has an opportunity every year in October to bury his demons of October. I think tomorrow, the winner of tomorrow's game will advance to the World Series. You can either be 3-1 or you can be 2-2.
Whoa.
Yes. So I think tomorrow's game, it's huge.
Rob, I want you to go first, but the only thing I want to say is the only thing I disagree with A-Rod on is I don't think the winner of this game necessarily is winning the series.
Yeah, I mean, that's still up in the air.
I mean, if Atlanta wins and they're up 3-1, they are. But I don't think the Dodgers are a wrap.
Right, that it's automatic because you don't know who else will be there. But he's spot on this for Clayton Kershaw. This is career-making, Chris. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And I don't mean if he goes out and he pitches decent and the bullpen gives it up. I'm talking about, does he go out and give you 7 innings or 8 innings, pitches a gem, you win the game, you know what I mean, where it was about the pitching and it was 2-1 or 2-0 and he came out and gave you a shot in the arm, or he gets bombed in the first inning and gives up 5 runs and the Dodgers never recover. That's what's at stake. And here's the other part. He's now so far gone on the fact that he's been awful in the postseason. ERA almost, a full run and
it's
a half.
It's almost 4.5.
Right?
It's like, almost 2 runs.
What's his regular season?
His ERA in the regular season is 2.43. Obviously, he's historic great in regular season. In the playoffs, it's 4.23. And he's thrown 172 playoff innings, Rob. So it's not a small sample.
No. It's not like he got bombed a couple times out and that was it. So Chris, if he were to get bombed and they lose and the heavily favored Dodgers down 3-1 and eventually get knocked out by the upstart Braves, young team or whatever, I don't think he'll be able to live this down. I really don't. He'll be cemented in like a playoff failure. And unless something miraculously happens, I just can't see it. He's getting older. The team that's won already 8 NL West. How many times are you going to win the division? The Padres are right on your heels.
He's no longer their ace either. He's no longer their ace.
No, Buehler's their ace. Right.
And remember, I mean, it was a few years ago now, but in 2017 in that World Series, he gave up 2 leads of 3 or more runs. And we know the Astros were cheating.
But still.
And people just remember him getting shelled. And so I want to throw this out to you, Rob. You started off saying, I don't mean, he pitches okay and then gives up to the bullpen. What if he just has a solid start? Say he goes 5 innings and gives up 2 runs and it's 2-2 all or 3-2. Let's say it's even 3-2 Dodgers. He exits in 5 or 6, having given up 2 runs. You know, solid, not great. He's not mowing them down. What is that? Does that do anything for him that he put the bullpen in position to carry, take it home? Or does it have to be, he has to be pretty much lights out?
I think they want a guy who was an ace, an all-time great, to give us a good one. Do you know, Chris, I get it. You know, he might pitch 6 innings and it's 4-3 when he leaves the game or whatever.
I mean, nobody, a lot of people would be happy with that.
No one's going to kill him. But I think what they're looking for is for him to just neutralize the Braves, you know, where the game is in control.
Looking, that's kind of what they're looking for.
They're looking for.
I mean, they love a masterpiece, but.
Exactly. That's what people. And anything, if it's rocky, you know, and he gets hit around the first 3 or 4 innings, Chris, Dodger fans will be pissed. They just will be. And rightfully so.
Yeah, and I really like Clayton. I mean, I love what he stands for.
He's a
great pitcher, right?
Great pitcher.
But man, I mean, it's undeniable. I mean, even he's admitted it, right? I mean, he kind of grudgingly, obviously, but he said it that he admits his struggles in the playoffs. And so tomorrow, the good thing though is he does have this chance at redemption. We saw it with David Price, what, a year ago or 2 years ago, whatever it was. And, you know, we'll see if Kershaw can do the same thing. All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If Clayton Kershaw gets lit up tonight, will it mean the end of his time with the Dodgers, or is there any bouncing back? Let's put it that way. Is it a must win? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. And first,
be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Magilla Gorilla for sale. Buy him. Take a moment, try him. Do you remember this?
Magilla Gorilla. Well, yep. I remember the name. Was that a cartoon or a regular show? I didn't watch it, but I remember Magilla Gorilla.
It was,
did you watch it?
It was after school, like 4 o'clock.
It wasn't a Saturday morning.
No, it was
because those were the prime time ones, right?
Right.
Saturday morning.
These are like you come home from school, cartoons are on, you know, in the afternoon. It was Magilla Gorilla.
Rob, when I was in Cincinnati, I mean, I'm a little kid. I'm a first grader, a kindergarten. And we come home, my brother and I walk home with the kids. And we'd sit down and turn on, as you said, the cartoons. And my mom would give us some pudding.
Is that right?
Like, remember Bill Cosby with the Jell-O pudding and all that? Chocolate pudding, vanilla. Yes, that's what that was.
That was an awesome day.
Yes, pudding. Yeah. Chocolate pudding.
We used to have sandwiches ready when we got home when we were kids.
Okay,
yeah.
So you make my mom look bad giving
sorry
us pudding
about that.
Instead
yeah.
of bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, it's a little bologna.
We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. We're also brought to you by Lowe's. And look, pros, now's the time to make Lowe's your first stop for flooring. See their new expanded selection of tile, vinyl, laminate, and hardwood. They have the quantities you expect at bulk pricing to save you money. Shop Lowe's today in-store or online at lowesforpros.com. All right, 877-99 on Fox. This is a biggie for Clayton Kershaw. What happens if he doesn't deliver? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's start with Anthony in Ohio. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Anthony?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, yeah, lifelong Braves fan, so I'm rooting for Clayton Kershaw to get lit up tonight. But I like Clayton Kershaw. I've always rooted for him, you know, if the Braves aren't in it. But look, even if he pitches well tonight, that's not enough to change the whole narrative. He's pitched poorly so many times that it's going to take a win. And then I think ultimately he's going to need to pitch well in a World Series. And they're going to have to win the World Series to change the narrative
that's
for Clayton
point.
Kershaw.
Anthony, you know what? Yeah. It's hard to argue with you.
Right.
I think that
Absolutely.
That's fair. And if he doesn't, like the worst case scenario, Chris, is that he gets out and gets ripped. You know what I mean? Like hit up.
Yeah.
That would be the ultimate. That would be hard for people to overlook that. Because you just said it. He's pitched way too many playoff games without the numbers.
Yeah, and I think Anthony's right on the money, though, Rob. Like, let's say he goes out and has a gem, an absolute gem. I mean, okay, it almost just extends the opportunity.
But that would give
to get rid of it, right? Because he could still go out. It's not even a World Series yet,
right? But if he does it with his team, you know, backs against the wall, it would help.
It wouldn't erase it, though.
Right, and it wouldn't erase it, but it would help his. His narrative. All right, Nick in New York. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I think I'm an eighth-time caller. I think I've been keeping track. I always started off with, Chris, thanks for not calling in.
For not calling in?
Yeah,
yes.
Calling in sick.
I hear you. I hear you.
Nick knows who's a hard worker on this show, right, Nick? I'm always here.
I don't know when the last time I was off. I know I was with George Wrongster all the time.
Working on and off. I'm going to say that with Kershaw, I think that it's going to depend on his run support. if he gets 5-6 runs and he gets the loss, I think he's gone. But I also think that they'll get – there's teams that are losers that will get – they'll get good value for him.
So you think they would trade him? Because he got a year left, right?
He's got 1 year left. They could move on. But, Nick, if you're a Dodgers fan, are you a little afraid of how many runs they've put up? When you put up – baseball's a way of evening it out. You put up 15 runs in a game, you might get shut out or get one run in the next day.
And that's the whole thing with baseball. One inning can change an entire game, an entire series, which that 11 runs, I think that may be a little shock to the Braves, but I honestly think that if he gets the run support, it's going to depend on how they start.
Okay.
If they come out and they're shaky and the Braves come out and score 3-4 right in a row, that's where he's at his worst.
No doubt.
I do agree with Anthony. I thought Anthony had a great call, and it's honestly going to depend on how they start. But I feel like even the criticism that you guys are giving, and I don't think it's enough criticism. I think he's paid way too much money for underperforming like he does.
Nick, I hear you. Let's squeeze in Samuel in Virginia real quick. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's
hey
up, Samuel?
Hey, guys. Just want to say thank you for taking my call.
Yes,
by the way,
sir.
I remember Magilla Gorilla.
Do you?
Wow,
you sound, how old are you?
I know, how
I'm
old are
24.
You?
24.
Wow.
24? Is it? Really?
No, Magilla Gorilla. I watched Magilla Gorilla as a kid.
That's what
Chris.
I'm saying.
Right.
So
right.
How does he remember? How do you remember Magilla Gorilla?
Because of Boomerang.
Okay,
they would always show old cartoon shows.
Oh, okay.
Such as Flintstones, Jetsons, all of them.
That's all that from the 60s.
Just
all
like
right,
we
ahead.
Might leave it to Beaver.
So my take on Kershaw is, and you guys, the last caller said it too, an inning changes a game. I remember watching the Cubs World Series, that one inning in that last game. Oh, my God, that changed it like that, just super quick.
Yep.
And so in my mind, like, Kershaw needs 6-7 good innings to extend, like what the first caller had stated before, how it's a chance to extend and change the narrative.
He'll have to deliver later.
And then he'll have
playoffs,
to deliver in the World Series, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe if he pitches, what's this?
Game four.
Is there a chance they bring him back for 7?
Well, there are no days off. So, can you see that?
He'd have to be available, Chris. If it gets to a game 7, he'd have to be available. Because you can't save him for anything. The season could be over.
That'd be huge. You know what, then? In that scenario, Rob, then what I'd love to see is him do a masterpiece tonight
and then
pitch start
three.
Game 7. And let's see what he – could he start game 7?
Yeah, and give you 3 innings. You know what I mean? He couldn't pitch the whole game because he's coming
back
so quickly.
That's where the pressure would really be on.
Right. Where he'd have
to
pitch.
Yep. We'll dive deeper into this with our man Steve Sachs, the 2-time World Series champion, joins us next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, he's a 2-time World Series champion, MLB Network radio analyst Steve Sachs joins the Odd Couple. Steve, welcome.
Steve, what's happening?
What's up, gentlemen?
It's great to have you on. And we were just talking about Alex Rodriguez said that he thinks tonight is the biggest start of Clayton Kershaw's career, obviously because of the postseason struggles he's had and the chance for redemption. Where are you at on that? Do you feel that same way?
Well, I think it's up there. There's no question about it. And, you know, Clayton's had some good stints in postseason as well. It hasn't been exactly, in lockstep of what he's done during the regular season. But he's had some good outings. But this is a big one for them. The Dodgers down 2-1. I said before yesterday's game, you got to win one at a time. But really, the Dodgers, looking forward, have got to even this thing up and bring it to basically a best-of-3 series. So this is where the Dodgers shine because they really do outlast their opponents as far as depth goes. And Clayton Kershaw going for the Dodgers tonight, matched up with is going to be a myriad of pitchers, I think, when they're facing the best that Atlanta has right now because they're pretty much shot as far as starting pitching goes right now.
Only thing is, Steve, in baseball, sometimes you score 15 runs, you could get shut out the next day or get one run. Isn't that a little scary? You know what I mean? Like sometimes you say when you're playing baseball, save some of those for tomorrow, you know? Am I right?
Well, yeah, some say that. But you know what? In the walls of that clubhouse, this team really believes that they can come back and put a crooked number up pretty quick for Clayton. I think, you know, the Dodgers, the team that scored more runs than any team in the National League. As a matter of fact, they beat out the Braves by just one run. That's how equally yoked these two teams are as far as the offense goes. But they think they can come back and do it again. Many different ways to score runs. I think you saw some breakouts from some guys like Mookie Betts and Will Smith. I think these guys are well-suited right now to put some more runs up. They were stifled, really, in the first game and a half. They just couldn't get anything going. But I think they're in a good groove right now.
Steve, we were talking yesterday about Jose Altuve, and, of course, everyone felt like he had the yips with the throws from second base. You struggled with that at one point and overcame it, unlike some other people. Yeah. What is that like? Yes, I mean, when you go through that, what is going on? What is it like for you?
Well, people talk about it, and they say, well, you have a mental block about throwing the baseball. And I can tell you, it's the furthest thing in the world from a mental block. It's not a mental block. And people say, well, what the heck is it then? And basically, I can tell you, it's just a temporary loss of confidence. That's all it is. It's nothing to do with, judging distances or being able to equate things or, speak clearly or drive a car or, there's nothing to do with anything as far as a mental capacity. It's just a temporary loss of confidence. And when that happens, what you see is this manifests itself into, throwing issues, which is not the problem. It's the symptom. And once you get your confidence back, it just goes away. I see Altuve now. I'm watching him in the game. He yesterday was flawless. Today I'm watching him. He's made some good plays today without any glitches. So maybe he's over it. I mean, kudos to him because it took me 2 months to get over that thing.
I was going to say, and Chuck Knobloch never got over it, did he?
Correct. Here's the ball hit to Altuve again. Let's see what he does.
Yeah.
He do it perfectly. Perfect play.
So he's okay now. Yeah, he might have got
okay
that.
Okay to me.
That's incredible that you could shake it. You know, like you said, it took you a couple of months. Yeah, that's real fast.
Yeah, and as you guys pointed out, Chuck Knobloch went through this, and it wrecked his career. He never got over it.
Yep.
Dale Murphy, the great star for Atlanta, the guy I played against, he went through this as a catcher. He couldn't throw the ball back to the pitcher, so they moved him to first base. He couldn't throw the ball around in the infield, so they moved him to center field, and he won 5 gold gloves in center field. So
and two MVPs.
It's amazing how that worked.
Right.
That's
we were
incredible.
Talking, and obviously you mentioned Dale Murphy, and we talked about John Lester not being able to throw it to second base and stuff. But it does seem to happen, at least as far as infielders, more to second baseman.
Yeah, what is that?
You know, it's such an easy throw, you guys, and you've done it. The Dodgers would take me out when I was in the midst of this, and they would blindfold me and have me throw the ball to first base, like in the middle of the day, when nobody was around. And I'd throw the first base blindfolded without even seeing it, and I'd hit him in the chest 10 times, perfectly. So it wasn't a matter of whether you can do it or not. It's far from that. It's actually the simplest thing to do in sports. And it's like, don't think about a pink elephant for the next 20 seconds. Well, that's the only thing you think about. And that's kind of like how it is when you're in the midst of this thing. But once you get your confidence, the thing goes away.
The thing that's out there, too, and I'm just curious your take, is that maybe the White Sox will hire Tony La Russa to be manager, who's 76 years old. We've seen this change of all the analytics where the front office is making the lineup, Steve, and they're hiring guys who have never managed before just to take orders. What do you make of this? You played for the White Sox a couple of years, but what do you make of the White Sox turning to the old Billy Goat in this situation?
Well, I tell you what, I hate the analytics part of the game. Listen, if you don't pay attention to the analytics part of the game, you got to be crazy because the numbers don't lie. I certainly am an advocate of the analytics. However, I think it should be more of a reaffirmation and not the not a confirmation.
That's what Chris says, right?
When you see you do the eyeball test, you hire these guys because of their baseball acumen and you trust them. Their gut instincts certainly matter. And if the numbers back those assumptions up, then I think it's a great thing. I think shifting is way overdone. Lots of times you eliminate the double play, and you can go around clubhouses in America and ask pitchers if they like the shift. Most of them absolutely hate it because it takes them out of the double play possibility. So, look, I like it what Houston did. They needed a manager with some skills and some know-how. and they hired a good friend of mine and Dusty Baker. And
yep.
Dusty has been tremendous for that team. He's about the only guy I think that could have handled that job. And he's done a phenomenal job with the Astros. So I'm about both, but you know, I think in the first place you got to trust the guy in the dugout.
There's a lot. I mean, like the Yankees, you know, since their last World Series, they've been heavy on the analytics, and they haven't won since. Now, they've had great regular seasons.
Right.
Yeah. But there's a lot that feel like, and you look at Oakland, of course, there's a lot that feel like analytics are great for the regular season, but not so much for the postseason. Is that your take as well?
Yeah. Look, I think analytics has a place in the game. I don't think it should dominate the game. Because otherwise, why wouldn't you just put a computer in the dugout and just have the computer spit out the numbers and then have somebody read it and say, analytics says that you play over there, you play there, and you play there. What analytics can't tell you is when the guy comes into the clubhouse, a manager has his finger to the pulse. He knows when a guy is having a tough time at home, maybe with his spouse, or maybe the guy comes in the clubhouse that day and he's got the flu. Analytics isn't going to read those things, but a manager will.
No doubt.
I agree.
No doubt.
And remember in 2017 when the Dodgers were leaving out a bunch of their home run hitters.
Do you remember that at Fenway Park?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I remember that.
I thought that was crazy.
Absolutely.
I agree. And the
other thing I was going to say is Billy Beane is leaving the Oakland A's after 30 years. Hurt. But he got the analytics. He got all the accolades. But they only won two playoff series in Oakland his entire time there.
Thank you. I'm just saying, talk about a confirmation. Look,
I know.
Look, I like the whole thing about Billy Ball, whatever. Makes a good movie. But my question is, how many times did they win the World Series?
Well,
zero.
And they won it before that, right?
Right.
Before he even brought his stuff. Yeah.
And the other thing is, how many times have they been to the dance in this era? The answer is zero. Okay,
exactly.
That kind of sums it up for me. And people say, well, the Red Sox adopted that, and they won the World Series. Yeah, but they had Big Poppy and Pedroia.
Yes.
A ton of guys, of course.
And they had the third highest payroll. They had the third highest payroll in baseball. Don't kid, it wasn't all analytics. It's nonsense.
No, it was not.
And they mixed it pretty well, too.
I could have won it if I was the manager there. Yeah. So, you know what I mean?
All right, Steve Sachs, great stuff, man.
Man,
we appreciate
thank you.
It.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you.
See you. One of the pioneers of analytics just hit the unemployment line, Rob Parker. We'll get into that next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Who didn't have a crush on Wonder Woman?
That's what I'm saying, Linda Carter. Everybody did.
Oh, my God.
One question, though. Who had on more clothes, Alex and his pictures on Instagram or Linda Carter?
Oh, she definitely won.
That's a close one. Yeah, I do think she did, unfortunately.
Right? She had more clothes on.
Chris, I had flip-flops on. You stop.
Oh, my. You didn't even have flip-flops.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I hadn't even looked at the toes. My goodness. But that is Wonder Woman on a TV theme show Thursday. You know what this is. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, and Rob, Daryl Morey, we're just talking with Steve Sachs, who doesn't sound like a big fan of analytics. He was very good. Yep.
Oh, he was. Rob G, he was very good. I'm talking about interview too. Very good.
Oh, yeah. His interview was great. Yes. And he's not a huge fan of analytics.
Nope.
You could tell. I agree with him. Like you said, it's a part of the game, but it's not everything. And the interesting thing is in the NBA, now Billy Beane obviously is the poster child for analytics in all sports, but
when they make
baseball.
A movie and Brad Pitt plays you, Chris,
right.
I think
Brad
that's,
Pitt.
That's Brad Pitt.
Yeah. So Daryl Morey would be the poster child of analytics for the NBA. And he just stepped down this year after 13 years as GM of the Rockets. Here's what I say, Rob. I think Daryl Morey was an above average, a good GM. He's overrated. Some people think he's like the best in the league. But I can't go there because 13 years, he didn't win a finals. He never even got to the finals. And here's the thing. That's one thing if that were Toronto. Or not even now Toronto, but, you know, Charlotte or Sacramento. You know, a team that's never been there. A team that, to be relevant, is great, right? Houston's won 3 championships. Houston's had some of the best players in history. Moses Malone, Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler.
No, this is an organization that has won. It ain't like
right.
They're
just
all
making them
so
relevant
grand.
Enough.
Right.
And the funny thing about Daryl, who I like, but the funny thing is, even as much as he's known as the poster child of analytics, a lot of his biggest moves either not had nothing to do with analytics or went against analytics. Like in the analytics age, you don't go get Dwight Howard. He did it to team with James Harden. Good move to me, but not analytical. Then he goes and gets Chris Paul, again, great player. And that was their best team under the Morey era that, you know, was what, a game away from getting to the finals. But Chris Paul is a mid-range assassin. Mike D'Antoni and the analytics say don't ever shoot the mid-range jump shot. So that didn't match analytics, right? And then Russell Westbrook, great player. We know he's going to be a Hall of Famer and all that. But that doesn't match the analytics either. So And I like that because to me, those are basketball moves. But it's just funny that a guy who's so tied with analytics defied the analytics when it came to getting a big name and just grabbing these big names. So what's your take?
I'd say he's the when you talk about general managers, he might be the most overrated. 13 years, all the talent, one conference finals, Chris, in 13 years.
Yeah.
For that organization and the players you just mentioned, list them. This ain't some also-ran organization that didn't have anything to play with. There were plenty of players there. To me, he did a subpar job, and I think he got way too – he got a long leash for not not doing anything. Most guys, Chris, would have been fired long ago and would have never been in charge for over a decade. 13 years and one conference finals? Nah, that's not – to me, that's overrated. He was an also-ran as a general manager – and the accolades and the love that he got from the NBA media, whatever, I think was overblown. Sorry.
Nah, it's hard to argue that, right? You said it. I mean, 13 years, one conference final. Again, we're not talking about the Atlanta Hawks.
Right.
You know, you making Houston relevant, getting to the second round means nothing for the Rockets.
They
when you
won before.
Back-to-back with Olajuwon, and you won with, you know, where was their other championship? Did they win two or they won two? Two or okay, so they only won two. I thought they won
those
three.
Two. I don't
they
remember.
Been to the they have
remember
been
they to lost
the
to Boston.
Right.
Do you remember they lost to Boston?
Boston twice?
Right.
Boston's
I know
first
once.
Two champ. Well, 86 they lost to Houston, or Boston beat Houston, and 81 Bird's first championship it was against Houston.
Okay, so.
Yeah, you're right. They won two, but it'd been to a few. All right, it's the Odd Couple. 2 hours left. You know what to do. Keep that bad boy locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.